So busy day yesterday in terms of the managerial merry-go-round, Rotherham United parting company with Neil Redfern. Later in the day, Derby County then changing their stance on the first team coach as well. There's lots to catch up on. Let's do that with Jack Kitson, who is from the Sack Race. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Yeah, good. What about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
So, yesterday, right, which one would you say was the biggest surprise? Would it be Neil Redfern, only recently installed at Rotherham, losing his position there, or would you say it was actually Paul Clement, who's only been there a short time as well, but longer than Redders, him from Derby this time?
I think you've got to say Paul Clement, just given their position in the table. They're fifth, 5 points off the summit, I think 4 points off the automatic promotion spots. It was a big surprise. Saw on Twitter fans going mad. For us, it's the 40th departure in the top four tiers this season, and it took us by surprise. Yeah.
What about the next person to come in? Now, they have already put in place that somebody who's going to be there till the end of the season. But what about more long term? How do you see things going for them?
Yeah, they've got Dan Russell, the academy director, who's come in. It seems to be like they haven't got a plan B. He's just been sort of thrown in the mix, which is, it's quite odd. Do you think Paul Clement, he'd seemed to be doing a good job. I think he lost only 5 of his 30 games in charge, which is the second fewest in the league. So I'm not sure what sort of message that sends out to young managers trying to make their way through. In terms of the long term, there's no odds at the moment, but I'd be interested to see who comes up in the mix. I'm sure there'll be some big names linked with the club, but at the moment they'll be focusing on trying to get this promotion with Darren Russell, really.
When Paul Clement went to Derby, there was a lot of fanfare because his previous history was to be a coach at Real Madrid and places like that. And then he comes and tries his first job in English football. He gets 33 games at Derby County. They've won 14, drawn 12. The win ratio is over 40%. So when you look at that and you think, first job, well, what were they almost expecting? Was it too much for them to expect? New manager, and he's going to get us in top position first season. That's a big ask for anyone.
I know, I read that the chairman said that they hadn't progressed enough under Clement, and I find that absolutely bizarre. I mean, what more really could he have done? I know they haven't won in, is it 7 league games, I think, but he's been heavily backed, obviously, but they're 5 points off the top. I mean, there's still 16 odd games to go, so plenty of time to get that top two spot. And I think when he was appointed, they said top six was the target, so, and they're fifth. So, odd, very odd.
We hear quite a lot about how the Premier League, it's all about getting to the Premier League, and if you're in it, not being relegated just because of the monies that are up there. But with Rotherham United, do you think we've also seen how imperative teams see it? It's not, you can't be relegated from the Championship either, because Redders went into Rotherham yesterday when we then heard the news that they parted ways. Tom, who's on the show, he speechless. I mean, it's very rare somebody in radio is speechless, but Tom was sat opposite me and he had no idea what to say. So this one really came out of the blue.
Yeah, this one was also a shock. Maybe not quite an extent to Clements, but it seemed quite sudden given that he'd been there for 4 months, 21 matches. I think it made him the shortest serving boss in the club's history. It seemed, I think they won one of the last 8 games, and the last two were against Charlton and Bolton, obviously their relegation rivals. So quite confidence-crushing defeats. Again, the chairman said it was based on results, and now they're trying to find a man who can save them with 16 games to go. I can't see them appointing a long-term manager yet. I'd potentially someone until the end of the season. Just look at the odds, there's a few familiar names in the frame. Neil Warnock, Stuart Gray. Don't know if you've heard about Paolo Di Canio. He's apparently put his hat in the ring again. So that would be quite an interesting appointment.
Paolo Di Canio seems to be mentioned for pretty much every single job. Eventually he is going to get one, isn't he?
He's desperate to come back. I haven't seen him for a couple of years, but I can't see them. Well, he saved Sunderland from the drop, didn't he, when he came in? But I can't see Rotherham going down that avenue. I think they were linked with him before when Steve Evans left. But, it'll be interesting to see what they do down there. obviously relegation, avoiding the drop, is the main priority at the moment.
A couple of names I see a bit further down the betting odds, names familiar to us in Yorkshire as well. Former Leeds United head coach Uwe Rosler, former Huddersfield boss Chris Powell, and particularly in Chris Powell's case, he seems to be all over the media at the moment. Do you reckon that is a ploy to say to everybody, hey, look, I am still here, I am still around, or is that his way of saying, actually, do you know, a media career might suit me quite nicely?
Usually, you can see, I think he could be keen, I don't know. You always hear of managers popping up at matches just before managers are sacked. I'm not sure he's been spotted at any games or anything. But, yeah, it'd be interesting. Uwe Rosler as well. Is Mark Cooper the Swindon boss? Billy Davis, potentially. He was linked with Kilmarnock. I thought he was going to get that job last week. But he's at 16-1. So there's plenty of names. There's Chris Wilder as well, the former Millers player. He's doing such a good job at Northampton, but whether he would, I don't know, want to switch jobs to a relegation dogfight, I'm not sure.
Another team in Yorkshire who are looking for a manager at the moment after a bit of a busy end to last week, getting themselves to Wembley, then losing the manager. This is Barnsley. What are you hearing on the latest on that one?
I'm struggling to think of a time when a manager's left a club who have been on such a stunning winning run. I think they're 6 wins on the spin. They've been under fire in October when they'd lost like 7 odd games in a row, and he's taken them from relegation strugglers to potential playoff contenders now. I think they're about 5 points off the top 6. But yeah, now he's gone. Another one, interesting to see what they do next. Whether they carried on the momentum at the weekend with a great 3-0 win, and it's the caretaker duo of Paul Heckingbottom and Tommy Wright are the favourites for the job. But Neil Redfern, I don't know if you've seen, he's been thrust right into the mix following his sacking yesterday. But I can see them carrying on with the people who know the club at the moment. I can't see Neil Redfern, even if he was offered if he wants to get straight back into management. But I can see Barnsley sticking with Heckingbottom, because they've got a Football League trophy final coming up as well, so another one to see what happens there.
And one manager who's regularly been mentioned for so many jobs down this side of the border, Lee Clark, and by the looks of it, if all rumours are true and all indicators are correct, he's about to go north of the border.
Yeah, he's been in the wilderness since leaving Blackpool. He's been linked with a few jobs, but yeah, it appears like he's got the Kilmarnock job. Looks like he's going for a fresh challenge, gone north of the border, but he's going to be put right into a relegation dogfight straight from the off. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. But yeah, I think it potentially be a good move, but I think he'd just be looking to recover from Blackpool, really, because that was quite a... Well, I think he won about 3 games, was it? Not entirely his fault, but yeah, be looking to return with a bang, hopefully.
So. What about the managers who go north of the border? Do you see that as a good place to rebuild your career, or would you think, because again, you kind of look at these things on a more regular basis, would you have actually recommended, rather than going to the Scottish top flight, it might have been better to jump down to League One? Because, of course, he was there for years with Huddersfield. That was where he made his managerial debut. Town fans who listen to this show will know all about the Lee Clark era. I'm a Town fan. I remember all about the Lee Clark era, yeah. Both the good and bad. But would you have said that was the right way to go, or would you maybe have thought, no, go to a League One or a League Two team in England?
I think potentially, yes. Yeah, it's a tricky one due to they're in the relegation zone, Kilmarnock. Obviously not playing very well, so he's really, really gone for it. See what happens. I think, I don't know, I maybe would have gone down to League Two, League One, but he might be tired of England. I mean, he's been managing here for number of years now, so, well, he's still young, so I'd say good luck to him, yeah.
Well, Jack Kitson from thesackrace.com, really great to get you on and get your thoughts on who might be going where today.
Thanks, guys.